USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Virginia Beach continues to mourn the day after 12 people were killed in a mass shooting inside their municipal building. Virginia Beach City Manager Dave Hansen says the shooter was a current city employee.
He was still employed. He had a security pass like all employees had, and he was authorized to enter the building.
Cassidy Howard was the shooter's neighbor, and she tells WAVY.
I'm petrified because I live right under him, so that could have been easily me or my girlfriend or my roommate. And he seemed like a nice guy. He introduced himself when we first moved in. That's just crazy.
The gunman, identified as Dwayne Craddock, a longtime public utilities employee, he was killed in a shootout with police. 11 of those he shot were also city employees. 3 other victims were listed in critical condition and 1 in fear. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
A migrant surge on the southern border has overwhelmed detention facilities. USA's Wendy King has the story.
Acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, testified to a House committee last week. Our immigration system is full, and we are well beyond our capacity. In March and April, more than 200,000 migrants crossed the southern border illegally, many turning themselves in as asylum seekers. Because the Immigration and Customs Enforcement lacks detention space, the Border Patrol has begun direct releases of large numbers of families into border communities.
Massachusetts has legalized recreational marijuana. It can be sold at more than a dozen stores, but it has to be used discreetly and privately. That could change. The state's looking at possible cannabis cafes where social consumption of marijuana could be allowed. Heavy rains causing more problems in Arkansas. Officials knocking on doors in a North Little Rock, Arkansas neighborhood, telling residents they should probably leave for higher ground due to the threat of flooding from the Arkansas River. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Japan's defense minister said Saturday that North Korea remains a threat to global security, urging the international community to work closely to achieve denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
We need to enhance surveillance on a global scale while strengthening effort locally to ensure the full implementation of sanctions.
He also criticized Pyongyang's recent firing of short-range ballistic missiles as being in violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions, while emphasizing that defense authorities should maintain deterrence against North Korea. He made his comments in a speech at the Asia Security Summit, known as the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. Delivering this week's Democratic address, Missouri Congressman Emanuel Cleaver criticizes House Republicans for holding up a disaster funding bill.
Last week, our colleagues in the Senate were able to reach an agreement with 85 senators, almost unheard of in terms of bipartisanship in these tribalistic times, voting to support the $19 billion deal that would bring relief to American communities. But unfortunately, a select few of our Republican colleagues in the House have decided to put politics over needs of the American people.
3 Republican lawmakers blocked votes to pass the bipartisan $19.1 billion disaster aid bill, most recently on Thursday. The last objection was voiced by Representative John Rose of Kentucky, who said the spending was another act of irresponsible big government. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.